You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Thanks, Isaac. It's you, Souk.
I'm old. I am dying.
At the club, Club 1080. You're so cute, Jason.
He is a five-star douche magoo.
You're an idiot, too. Rock is an idiot.
Wow.
Who's winning? What is occurring?
Oh, no! We suck again!
Who the hell are you?
My eyes are very important to me.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Girl, you something else.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Calm down.
No, I won't.
I'm calm, Karen.
Listening to Kids Bop. I'm listening to the new Taylor Swift album.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
That thing did like 2 million like sales in like 3 days.
Did it?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise you, does it?
Well, I mean,
I'm sorry.
No one buys albums anymore.
Can I?
But that one.
I listened to it. I haven't listened to all of it yet, but I've listened to most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I once again, I don't get it. I don't get the hype. I don't.
People love her.
I know they do, but I love her. I think she's wonderful. And what she means to young girls, she's amazing at what she does, all
Taylor
that.
Swift, damn, she,
Her music, it ain't for this bro.
People cannot get enough of it. I like some of her stuff.
Did you listen to the new album yet?
I have not. It takes me a while, because no offense, but like, I don't. It's the same thing with Beyonce won the country album.
I listened to that right away, too.
I did not.
Now, that's pretty damn good.
I liked it.
I got to tell you.
It was good.
And I'm not a huge Beyonce fan, but it's really good. This one? Meh.
Yeah, it did over 1.5 million sales in 3 days.
What kind of reviews is it getting? Or is Taylor Swift so popular that nobody could ever say anything bad about her?
I just don't think it matters. Like...
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know.
But are people saying that it's, oh my God, it's amazing? Or
like compared to others, are there hits? I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't hear a hit.
I can look and see if what the Rolling Stone review is. We trust Rolling Stone, right?
I mean, we're
for
supposed
the most
to.
Part, yeah.
Yeah.
It combines the intimacy of folklore evermore with the synth pop gloss of Midnights to create music that's wildly ambitious and gloriously chaotic. That from Rolling Stone.
Sounds like a mess.
Can you translate that?
I think that means...
Gloriously chaotic doesn't sound good.
Well, I think that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, if you're listening to metal.
I gotta tell you, I got a review for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's not gonna sound like that one. Here's my review of Taylor Swift's new album, okay? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
That's it, right there. But she's great. I love her. I think she's wonderful.
So there has been 591 different reviews.
Okay.
And so this is off of, I guess this is audience review, so that doesn't even count. Because
yeah, that doesn't count.
It's fans.
15-year-old girls.
It's got a 4.8 out of 5.
Right? Yeah, I just... So I listened to the first two songs, and I was like, all right, well, maybe it'll pick up. And then I listened to the next few songs, and I'm like, all right, maybe it'll pick up. And then I listened to the next few songs, and then I'm like, all right, maybe it'll pick up. It all sounds the same to me. It does.
Well, she has become... She's become so big that any sort of critic, and like you said, you're too big to fail.
I don't want her to fail.
No. I'm just saying, like, when you reach her level, no matter what you put out, we assume that it's going to be a monster.
Like, this album couldn't flop.
It's impossible to flop.
Right, but isn't there a difference between it being a monster and it being really good?
And you'll find out. So in 6 months, you'll see whether or not this just continues to be a juggernaut or if it doesn't die off. Like, I'm not trying to compare this in any shape or form.
Uh-oh.
But I remember when, like, my favorite band is Metallica. And Metallica, for a long time, was riding just an unstoppable wave. Like, everything they did was sold millions of copies. And they came out with Saint Anger after they had taken a break for a while. And that thing came out and immediately was number one, sold a couple million copies. And then everyone was like, oh, yeah. And it became just universally, it was crap.
Well, sometimes you do have a stinker.
But it sold.
Yeah.
So if you looked it up and you saw where it ranked, if you saw the number of copies sold, it's a monster album for them. And yet everyone, universally, including Metallica fans, hate it. They even make fun of it when they're in concert and they play a song. They're like, hey, here's a song off everyone's favorite album. They know everyone hates it. So this may be one of those that in 6 months, Taylor Swift fans are even like, you know. It's not the best.
Do you think they would react that way, though? I don't think they would. I think it's... I don't know. I just think that it's just different than Metallica in a sense that I think her fans are always going to be like, oh, that's great. We're great. We support you no matter what.
I think
they would never admit that it wasn't.
I think that fans of an artist will eventually come around where you won't trash it, but you'll be like, oh, this wasn't my favorite. Because everything... can be the best album. Not everything she puts out is going to be the best thing she's ever done.
Do you know that her ticket prices for her shows are falling? Did you know that?
So there's just no way you can keep that up.
Yeah.
Right?
So she's overseas. I think she starts, I don't know, maybe in May or maybe it's sooner. I don't know. She's going to be in Paris and some other places. And ticket prices are not that expensive.
Yeah. Well, again, this is my, like, when you ride a crest like she had, there's just...
You can get into her show for $200.
Okay. Which is still super expensive.
I mean, that's a lot, but not compared to what you used to have to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was $400 when people were going in Seattle, right?
At least.
Yeah. I mean, I think $400, like, just get in the building.
But again, find me anything that keeps at that level. It's impossible. So people are going to say that it's a dip, and people are going to say that she's... And she hasn't lost anything. It's just... Eventually, anyone that wanted to pay $1,000 to go see her has already seen her. So when she comes around again, not everyone's going to be able to afford $1,000 to go. By the way, a lot of 5-star reviews. Rolling
out
Stone.
Of how many stars?
Well, at 5. Rolling Stone gave it 5 stars. The New York Times gave it 5 stars. Lot of really positive reviews from big music publishers.
You know what she needs to do now?
What?
I think she needs to make a country album.
One up, Beyonce?
Oh, wait. Wasn't she already country?
Oh, I completely forgot. Yeah.
She left country.
She left country. She gave country the bird.
Well, let me just tell you.
And I do remember when everyone was like, you dumbass, you just ruined
your
career.
Yeah, why would you do that? Yeah.
All the country, you know, people were like, well, how stupid can you be? You're going to, you know, say goodbye to your career. We don't want you anymore. Well, she's done just fine. Moving
I'd
over
say
to
more
this.
Than just fine. But
I would say so.
Take it from this reporter. And this is a reporter that does not really care for either of their musics. Mm-hmm. Beyonce's new album, and I am an objective reporter. I have listened to both. Beyonce's new album is better than Taylor Swift's. Mm-hmm. You heard it here first.
The Beehive loves you and the Swifties.
Bebe.
Not going to be happy.
But I still love Tay-Tay. All right. Hey, Suk, you were not a part of this, but back on February 26th, Buck and I did a seggy on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees.
Yep.
Oh, that was really difficult to pick who should get in.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Well, we predicted who we thought would be in and who wouldn't. The results are in.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to go through how we did.
Is Taylor Swift on the list?
Coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
More music.
I was looking here real quick that people think that her Taylor Swift's album is going to go to number one.
Tay-Tay.
That'll be her eighth album in 4 years to go to number one.
Hi.
And people think that, so she'll tie Jay-Z for the most, second most number one albums of all time on the Billboard 200 chart.
Second most?
Second most.
Who's and first?
The Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
And if she...
Who are they?
Because Jay-Z doesn't make a lot of music anymore. So, like, he's not, you know, that's kind of over. So, the Beatles have 19. And Tay-Tay, this would be her 15th. If she goes for a couple more years, she could actually end up being the artist with the most number one albums of all time.
If she's smart, she'll just keep cranking them out. Because it doesn't matter what she does.
No.
It's going to number one.
Yeah, four of those are those re-releases where she just re-records her old songs so that she owns the masters.
And Taylor's version.
And those go to number one, too.
So back on the 26th of February, you were gone, Suk, but Buck and I did a segment on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees for 2024. And we chose, and I wrote this down, and I said we revisit it. And now we are, because we chose who we thought we'd get in and who we thought wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But they've announced the inductees.
The finals, right?
The inductees.
Yeah.
It's over. So we know who's going in and who didn't make it.
Who was, I didn't know who was nominated.
I need a refresher for sure on everyone who was up for it.
Here are the bands that were nominated. Jane's Addiction, Sinead O'Connor, Ozzy Osbourne, Cher, Mary J. Blige, Oasis, Sade, A Tribe Called Quest, Lenny Kravitz, Mariah Carey, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, and did I say Kool & the Gang?
You did not say Kool & the Gang.
And Kool & the Gang.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's so weird when I hear Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because, you know, Kool & the Gang and Mariah Carey in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it's a musical.
Yeah, it's musical.
It's not the Rock and Roll Hall.
Peter Frampton and Eric B. and Rakim as well.
Okay.
Okay, so first we'll go to the ones that Buckley and I generally agreed we thought would not make it in.
Yeah.
And the easiest of those is Eric B. and Rakim. We said no, and they did not get in.
Okay.
They are dead.
Rest in peace.
Now, neither of us thought Peter Frampton would get in. Peter Frampton got in.
Oh.
How many got in of that list?
I think we have, let's see, we have one.
Because that's a deep list.
Yeah, there's a lot. We have one, two, three.
Can I ask a question? Do people like Peter Frampton?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very popular.
Hmm.
I didn't think he'd get into the Hall of Fame, but he did.
All right. Well, I just remember he had the...
The Who, right? Wait.
No.
No.
Peter Frampton had the...
I was thinking of the other goofy guitarist.
What was the we had the Peter Hampton or Peter Frampton that comes alive. What it was like 1970 whatever. And really, there hasn't been a whole lot after that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Peter Frampton comes alive like 1976, and then after that, it was kind of like
Show Me the Way is his song. I want you.
Yeah, and then Baby I Love Your Way. That's another Peter Frampton.
Ooh, baby, I love your way.
Oh, like no one.
Yeah, people like him.
Oh.
He made it.
Well,
we did not think. Okay, this one, Buck, we screwed this up royally. Oh wait,
well, that's
actually,
not surprising.
No, I have in my notes here that you actually said that they would make it.
Yeah,
and I said that they wouldn't. I don't know why I said that. Dave Matthews Band in.
Of course they're in.
Yes. Why did I say that they wouldn't make it?
I don't know. They're a huge freaking deal.
God, and they're good.
They're all right.
I thought you thought that they were too, like, one note, or just they only spoke to a certain audience or something
like
that.
I'm just an idiot.
Patrick Harris, I believe his favorite band is Dave Matthews.
Now, yeah, he's a huge Dave Matthews guy. To be fair, I'll reverse the... what the hell am I trying?
I don't know.
I'm going to turn the tables on you.
Where I messed up and you were right?
I said Foreigner would get in. They did.
Yeah, Foreigner.
You said Foreigner would not.
And Foreigner's I like Foreigner.
Great.
They got in.
Yeah.
So I was right about that. Okay, Mariah Carey.
She has to get in, right?
We both thought she would get in. She did not.
What?
Denied.
Did you tell me that Peter Frampton is bigger than Mariah Carey?
Well, bigger.
Well, I mean...
I don't think that's the...
Better?
Mariah Carey.
She's awesome.
Mariah Carey for like 15 years was Taylor Swift. Like, Mariah Carey just...
She was big.
She took a dump of... And, like, Platinum Records came out.
Right, but NSYNC was also big.
Yeah, NSYNC was a moment in time. Mariah Carey had some staying power.
Believe me, we both thought she'd get in. She did not.
I thought she'd get in, no problem.
We thought Lenny Kravitz would get in. He did not.
No Lenny, huh?
He's out.
Huh. It's funny, I like all of those people better than I do Dave Matthews Band, but I acknowledge the Dave Matthews Band is a big deal.
A couple that we thought would not make it, but did get in, Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige is a big deal.
And then Kool & the Gang.
Kool & the Gang's in, huh?
They made it.
All right.
Boy.
The other one we thought, you and I both love this group, but we just said there's no way they get in. They got in, Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
See, I like Tribe Called Quest.
Well, everybody does.
Yeah.
We just didn't think they were widely appreciated.
Yeah.
Can I ask, like, is this like... If you just hang around long enough, eventually they put you in.
It feels a little bit that way.
Mariah Carey didn't get in.
Yeah, she'll get in.
But she will.
Yeah. How many times did Kool & the Gang get nominated before they got in? Like, no offense to Kool & the Gang, but is that
when they were pretty good.
When you think of musical greatness, do you think of Kool & the Gang?
Actually, yes.
Really?
I do not.
It's the last time, like...
They're amazing.
Okay.
Saw him play at a county fair once.
See what I mean? Amazing.
They played Celebration.
Got Celebration. It was a Jungle Boogie, right?
We also shaked our booties.
Is it? Is that? Do they do Ladies Night too?
Is that
Kool & the Gang?
Jane's Addiction. We both said would not make it, and we were correct.
Yeah, I was never a big Jane's Addiction guy.
Sade, we were both on the fence, but said she would not make it. She did not. And then one where Buck said that they would get in, and I said that they would not. I am right again about Oasis. They did not make it.
There's another one that I don't fully understand.
I don't either. I just thought they were just such a huge British deal.
Well, how many albums did they put out? Like, how many good... That's what I say about, like, Peter Frampton. And I think Peter Frampton was in Humble Pie. And then he like went solo, and he had like the one solo live album. And then after that, no one listened to him. Like, oh,
I think to be a Hall of Fame, don't you have to be great for a significant period of time? It's like the Terrell
Davis.
Like, they
didn't have the staying power.
So, three others. We were right about two of the three. We thought all three of these would get in. Cher, who did obviously get in. I mean, yeah. She's probably the headliner, right?
I would assume.
I mean,
see, again, that see someone that's like been around for a long freaking time and has been a big deal
for a
long time.
Here's a fun fact I saw when I was researching this. Do you know that she has had a number one song in each of the past six decades?
See, now there is a Hall of Fame.
Six!
Yes!
I don't know if you guys do math or anything, but that's 60 years.
Well, I think she's 1,000 years old, but you can't tell because...
Her latest number one is from a movie. It's from a musical or something.
Yeah.
So you may not know the song, but it's number one. It's not all Billboard Hot 100 number ones, but she has had a number one song in each of the past six decades. That's one's on the dance chart.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Would you still... Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that the other night, my wife and I.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, a friend of mine and I.
you gotta go.
So her number one songs are, obviously, I Got You, Babe was from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves from the 70s. Half-Breed, Dark Lady, All I Ever Need Is You. In the 80s, it was After All, and If I Could Turn Back Time. In the 90s, it was Do You Believe?
That song's so terrible.
And Strong Enough, All or Nothing as well. 2000s, A Different Kind of Love Song, and When the Money's Gone. 2010s, You Haven't Seen the Last of Me. And in the 2020s, DJ Play a Christmas Song.
Okay.
Those are all number one hits by Cher the last 60 years. Amazing.
Oasis, by the way, more than I thought, 7 studio albums.
Oh, really?
But some of those aren't even like as Oasis, you know? It's like...
What is it?
Well, it's Oasis, but it's not the two brothers.
You know. It's one of the brothers?
Yeah, because they hate each other now.
Their whole feud thing.
How can it be Oasis if one of the brothers isn't there?
How is Journey without Steve Perry? It's still Journey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then the other two are Ozzy Osbourne and Sinead O'Connor.
And Ozzy, come on.
We both said Ozzy Osbourne would get in. He did.
He's freaking Ozzy Osbourne.
We thought Sinead O'Connor would make it. She did not.
That's another one that, I got to ask. Does Sinead O'Connor really belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Like, well, they said no.
I tell
denied. You what, well, I think we were thinking that she might get in piggybacking off of her death.
Death. Well, I just think sometimes the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, not all acts are the same, you know?
Well, yeah.
I'm looking through here. Not. I'm looking here at all the different inductees that have been around. Well, some of them I've never even heard of.
Who's the worst?
I'm kind of scrolling through. Like, again, there's some of them that I don't know.
Now, I will say the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies are really a good watch.
They're fun.
I watch them every year. Anybody, well, not all of them perform, but typically the artists being inducted do perform.
Or someone goes up and performs their songs.
Yeah, it's really good.
And you bring in different people, they'll bring in special guests to perform with them.
It's Saturday, October 19th, and they're going to air it live on Disney Plus.
Like, who's this Billy Joel and Paul McCartney guy?
They're in there?
What are they doing in there? Dusty Springfield's in there. Like, have you ever heard of the Staple Singers?
The Staple Sisters?
No, it's the Staple Singers.
I don't know them.
Have you heard, like, the Lovin' Spoonfuls?
No, but I like their name.
Yeah. I'm just scrolling through, and you obviously have, Queen and Paul Simon, Steely Dan, like, Isaac Hayes. You know, there's just a lot of them that I would have no idea who they are, like the 1940s and whatnot. The Dells.
Well, you can't know everything, Jason.
No, you can't.
There's a lot of greatness out there that you aren't aware of.
I'm looking through a band that I know. I'm trying to find someone that I've listened to that I'm like, really? Like, they're in?
Well, maybe it's your Kool and the Gang.
See, that one just is a bit odd to me. No offense to Kool and the Gang, but I don't think of them as a Hall of Fame act.
All right. Well, we did pretty good. I mean, sort of.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, maybe.
I mean, we did okay.
Yeah.
took a leap on a few that I'm still all, I'm just really happy Tribe Called Quest made it.
See, they're great.
Well, they are great.
Yes.
But we just kind of thought that
maybe not
just
big
a little
enough.
Too.
Yep.
Yeah, but they were that. We'll be right back. Here's Buck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mary Stoop Kill. Cher. Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
Celine Dion.
A Marion Dolly. She is wonderful.
She is great.
Stoop and Cher and...
Celine's out?
Celine's out.
Celine really?
She does nothing for me.
No.
I couldn't get rid of Cher fast enough off that list. I can't stand her.
I think a lot of people agree with you on that.
I don't like the way she sounds. I don't like the way she looks. No. I'm not into any of Cher.
Cher is one of the pioneer of the Dr. Zaius mouths. Remember what I was talking about, like with the Tiger Woods, when your face gets pulled so tight that you can't move your lips, so you just have to talk. That's Cher.
I haven't seen her lately.
Yeah, she can't move her lips because her face is pulled so tight. But I'd still rather party with Cher.
She's kind of hot still.
At Cher's age, and how she's got to be like, what, 70, late 70s?
Is she that old?
She's old. I mean, she was young in the 70s.
77, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how old Celine Dion?
Celine.
50. Make a controversial statement.
She is 56.
Rather party with 77-year-old Cher than 56-year-old Celine Dion.
I think I'm answering that the same way you did, Suk. I'd party with Cher. Dolly for sure is the marriage material there, and then Celine. Sorry,
yeah.
You have a good voice, but
yeah, I don't.
So does Cher.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Celine's got My Heart Will Go On and whatnot, but she
seems insufferable.
Well, I think they probably all are insufferable. Although Dolly actually seems wonderful.
I don't know about that. I think Dolly.
You got a lot of gay best friends if you were with Cher.
Yeah, and I think I've seen a lot of interviews with Cher over the years. She's awesome. Like, she's super smart and awesome.
I'm gay. She was married to Greg Allman at one point, for God's sakes. You don't think she knows how to party? Are you kidding me?
I bet she has better stories than any of them.
Oh, you guarantee that if Cher did a tell-all, buckle up. Because Cher's been with everybody. I don't think there's anyone in Hollywood that Cher hasn't stooped.
What if I added Madonna and took out Dolly?
Ooh, that's tough.
So now you have Madonna, Cher, and Celine Dion.
See, I find Madonna is the hottest, but I find her the most insufferable of any of them.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to marry her, but she's supposed to be wild, so...
I don't think she's the hottest anymore.
Well, not anymore, but I'm assuming I get some version of younger, right?
Like, isn't her sexual energy like legendary, Madonna's?
Well, she...
I think she's been with a lot of people.
She's 65.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean, you got to give me like mid-50s.
Why? I'm not doing that with anybody else.
Well, Cher's going to be
dead.
You were
just doing that with Cher.
No, was it? She's 77. And Suk was like, still party with her.
Unfortunately, then, I'm going to have to marry Madonna. I'm going to have to sleep with Cher. And I'm still booting Celine. She does nothing.
I tell you what. You know what I'm doing? I'm going different from you on that.
Yeah.
Madonna is dead. You say you can't stand Cher. I can't stand Madonna. She's a bitch. And I don't like her. I mean, she was great back in the day, but she hasn't done anything since 1985. Get out of here. And she's her face.
You argue none of them have.
You want to talk about weird face?
They all have weird face.
hers is the weirdest. I'm marrying Cher.
I understand.
And Celine and I are going to boink.
By the way,
I feel good about it.
Just a taste of who Cher's been with. Besides, you know, Warren Beatty, Sonny Bono, Greg Allman, Tom Cruise, David Geffen.
Tom Cruise,
Gene Simmons, I mean, Val Kilmer. It's Jack.
Wow, what a gamut.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's,
good for her.
It's unbelievable.
Just throwing it around.
Who's Dolly? Is Dolly married?
Dolly's married. I think her husband recently died. Dolly was married to the same dude, Porter.
It says here Carl Dean.
Or Carl Dean. Yeah.
You were close.
Well, I don't know why I was thinking Porter. But yeah, she's.
Wow. So they've been together all these years?
And I.
Or I'm, were?
I think he recently passed. Am I wrong with that? Or is he still kicking around?
It looks like he might be alive.
And I can't say that I know this for certain, but I think that they are allowed to party.
You know that Dolly Parton is only 1 year older than Cher?
Well,
and look at the two next to each other.
Well, and look, they both are very plastic, but Dolly is bringing, she's bringing more heat.
See, I don't think so. I think Cher is hotter than Dolly.
Really?
Right now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and yeah, by the way.
I think Dolly and her husband are allowed to party with whoever.
That guy, Carl Thomas Dean, Dolly's husband.
Yeah.
There isn't anybody that could pick him out of a line. Like, how has he stayed so? Because they started dating in 1964.
Well, I think the point is that she can sleep whoever she wants, and he just hangs in the background, collects a bunch of money, and then
he's like Stedman.
Yeah, and stoops whoever he wants. And you're telling me that that's not the best deal? Dolly Parton is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You get to sleep with Dolly Parton. You don't have to do anything. You just hang out at Dollywood, and you get to have your side pieces.
Yeah, it says right here.
Living right? So it's an open relationship.
Open marriage.
Yeah, see, dude, that dude's living the dream.
They have no kids. They met at a laundromat in 1964. He is living the dream. I'm just saying.
And he got peak Dolly.
It's just weird that he got to motorboat those things.
Oh, yeah.
It's just weird to me that I didn't even know she was married. Like, he is. Find me somebody who is with a higher profile person who is more low profile.
Doesn't exist. I mean, it's.
I mean, nobody knows his name. Nobody could pick him out of a lineup.
No,
nobody even knew she was married.
I thought his name was Porter, for God's sakes. I knew she was married to an old dude and that they partied with other people. And by the way, good for him for realizing, dude, when you land Dolly and she's like, hey, I want to see other people, the correct response to that is cool.
He looks like a handsome lad back in the day, but.
Yeah. You got to put your ego aside and realize that that ship is moving on if you try to hold it too tight. And you're telling me that, like you said, like back in the day, that guy didn't have a good. Now he's 81. He's probably not having, you know, much of a good time. But you know, I think he got pills.
Yeah,
now.
He looks super old now. He did not keep up with her.
Well, no.
Ugh.
But that surgery is you know.
They tough. Said, listen, dude. There's an image of him recently.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly Parton's husband seen out for first time in 40 years. What?
Wait, was
on
he a shut-in?
I don't know. I need to know more now.
Well, again, he probably just hangs out at. Why would you want to be in the public eye?
Well, even people who don't want to be in the public eye, you're married to Dolly Parton, and you have been you've been with her since 1964. Unfortunately, part of your life is in the public eye. No. You're going to her with her to events.
Apparently not.
You're going. You know, I mean, it's like you're maybe doing an interview here and there. I don't know.
Yeah.
That says, guy, nothing.
Says it here. He is notoriously camera shy, and he wants nothing to do with it.
I tell you what, I respect it.
And it says he's a business mogul that owns an asphalt lane company in Nashville.
In Nashville? Is Dolly... She's always lived in Nashville,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's where Dollywood is.
Yeah. Is that her house?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Dollywood?
I don't know if Dollywood... I don't think she lives there. I think it's like a compound and then she lives on there, but I think Dollywood's like an amusement park type of thing.
Well, I'd say that Dolly Parton...
Oh, she's fantastic.
She's going to go down as one of the greatest women of all time.
Yes.
And yet, I bet you a lot of the kids don't have a clue about her badassness.
No. She's awesome.
The Tim Duncan of music.
It's a great but
that's
much
what she is.
But much hotter. Young Dolly Parton was putting asses in seats.
Smart.
Super talented, witty, yep, funny, all of those things.
Business savvy. She
giant
had it all.
Giant personality.
What? Did you say personalities?
Maybe.
Yeah, she was known for her boobies. But she's so much more than just a pair of basketballs on her chest.
When I was a kid growing up, that's what I knew Dolly Parton for.
Yeah, I know. It's unfortunate
big bazongas.
That's all. Because we're all pigs.
9
but
to 5, baby. Oh, she...
She definitely played it up, for sure. She was like Morgana, only talented.
Yes. Whatever happened, I think Morgana aged well? Because I'm guessing not.
I'd like to find out.
I'm on my way.
All right, we got to go. We got to wrap it up next. We got to turn it over to the Hot Corner. Coming up next on The Fan. Well, before we turn it over to Hot Corner, now on Tuesdays, a little update on Morgana.
Yeah.
You were talking about her and her big bosoms.
Mm-hmm.
She's still around, and she looks pretty good. She's just like an old grandma.
But looks good for a...
Yeah.
And it looks like...
You would never know that's Morgana.
No, and it looks like she probably had a reduction. Those were real. You can see them. I guess she got those when she was 14 years old. And she said she was a size I and was over 60 inches. And had to have
dude,
her bra custom made.
Those things are unbelievable.
And she was an exotic dancer at 17. That's where she got discovered. And then on a dare, she kissed Pete Rose.
That was the first one.
And then it kind of started from there. She posed in Playboy and kept dancing as an exotic dancer. And then eventually ran into an accountant at a baseball game who offered to help her with her taxes. And they were married 6 months later. And she retired from the Morgana game and just lives a... quiet life.
The Kissing Bandit.
Yep.
What a great bit. She said she was arrested 19 times.
Yeah. She said once she was beat up by a security guard. And yeah, it sounds like she made a pretty good little living out of
She'd
doing...
be bigger today, though.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah. But yeah, she's been in Columbus most of her life, and she says that she has not granted an interview in years, but she did one for the 50th anniversary of the Pete Rose thing. She gave one to the Akron Beacon Journal, and after that, she just is happy to just be, I don't know, just away from the spotlight.
I want her to be my grandma.
Yep. Yeah, you would never know. You would never know looking at her.
UMFers, we're out of here.
Merry Christmas, bitch!
Whoa. Did you read that text?
What? No.
About the Hops team bus?
No, it happened.
I don't know. I have to verify, but they were saying that, you know, they caught that Amber Alert bro?
Yeah.
He was down in, on
Albany,
I-5.
Right?
They tossed out spike strips. Somebody is telling us they tossed out spike strips right before the Hops team bus, and they had to slam on the brakes. And then the Amber Alert guy swerved around him and hit an SUV right in front of him.
Oh, gosh.
And that's when it all ended and things went down.
Huh. So can we say that the Hops are responsible for his capture?
Yeah.
All right. Let's give credit to the Hops. They're like first responders at this point. Go Hops.
Way to go, Hops.
Yes.
Nice work.
Way to have the bus.
Catching perps.
Good work.
Hitting balls and catching perps.
That's right.
But look what Joe Fisher's got going on these days.
You all right over there, Joe?
He's kind of got the homeless beard going.
A little bit.
The hair's growing out.
Doing a Tobey Parker Spider-Man 3 sort of brooding
angst
thing happening.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Parker.
Peter Parker. I just combined the two. All
right. Well, we were great today. If you missed it.
We'll be great tomorrow.
Sorry. Hot Corner is coming up next. Stay tuned for that. And we're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. You can also get the Power Snatch.
Well, I had to squirt.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.